What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Alongside of me, the side-winding, slathering, hustin'-ness.
Slathering.
I don't even know what that means. Puts her hand under rocks, climbs rocks, sideways banana-riding, fishin'-ness, huntin'-ness woman I've ever met. Dan, yell, Fairman.
Woo! Hello, everybody. That was it. Heck, that was the best intro
no,
I've ever had.
That wasn't the best one because I had a whole
there
bunch
a
of them
of
lined
energy.
Up. It was energy, but I've got I want to incorporate atlatl into it because
yeah,
we talk about an atlatl, and I think we should actually try to hunt with an atlatl at some point.
Actually hunt?
Well, yeah,
I'm in. I'm
hunt.
Down for hunt.
That's
target.
What they're for.
I understand. Have you used one of those?
No.
It is the most complicated thing.
No,
I need to be there for you.
If
first
I'm
throw.
Cooking, I struggle to. Use an atlatl. So I don't think I'd be.
I'm struggling
now,
to follow you guys.
Okay.
An
hey,
atlatl.
That's
the best thing ever.
Certified French award winning chef, culinarian, the chefery of the show, Ellie Lawton, who we are lucky enough. You had a.
I
a
have returned.
Week off. You're returned. It's,
welcome.
It's great
We've
to have
missed
you back
you.
On the show.
I've returned from the depths of my kitchen.
Well, I can appreciate that. You have a very busy time going on right now into fall. You got horses.
Yes.
It's hunting season and
yes,
cooking season.
Lots of big stuff at work going
and
on.
Food shows.
It is food show season.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's much better. I mean, I used to love TV shows, man, but food shows, that sounds awesome.
They're the best.
I'd be in for
food's
that
my
one.
Favorite.
I've got
thing.
The coolest
food
job
is my
in the
favorite
world.
Dish. Yes, I wouldn't disagree with that. Hey, we got Noah Morris. And if you're watching us today, I just want to explain. This is Studio B. This is WFSH Studio B.
2.0.
Noah Morris, our field producer. We are in his studio at his home because there's an internet outage in the area of the studio tonight. So we were fortunate enough to come to Lynn and Noah's studio at their home, WFSH Studio 2.0. In an undisclosed location, which
yeah.
is underground,
is
which is
secret.
Weird. We're
yeah,
literally
we're
underground.
Noah doesn't have a mic, but
Noah
he's
doesn't
smiling.
Have a mic, but he's smiling. Ooh, that's when
if
I get to interpret what
week,
he's saying.
Say something.
Oh, this is actually really interesting because we can talk to Noah, but he can't talk back.
Right.
And I was just going to tell Noah, I like his hair. It has recently grown.
Just in 1 week.
You do know
yeah.
that hair continually grows.
Oh, I know that, but it's noticeably longer today, and I was gone for a week, and clearly he takes hair vitamins.
Oh, do you take hair vitamins, Noah?
He's saying no.
Noah's shaking his head.
Oh, he's
Noah's
getting, ready,
getting
for winter.
Ready for winter. And
same.
He clearly
same.
Can't find a hat, so he's growing his hair out. I guess that's why I'm doing it, too.
Yeah, that's
oh, my
what
gosh.
You're
I'm
for.
So jacked today. We have a really, really cool guest
yes.
that
yes.
Danielle, you found her, and what an awesome thing. We've got some a guest with us today who is into holistic skin care, body care, mm-hmm. health care, right? I mean, is that a good way to say it? Allie Clark is with us. Allie, you have like a whole thing going on of like using the earth for what it's for. Really.
For what it's for. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
I have a lot in my basket. Yes.
I think,
she literally has a basket.
I think she said that. I think she meant that metaphorically and literally
yes.
as well.
A basketball.
You do have a basket. That's a
I do. This is one of my small baskets, but yeah.
I'll be honest. I have this thing that I love, like woven baskets.
Do yeah. you?
Yes. Because everywhere you travel in the world, including like South Africa and Europe, they have different ways of weaving baskets.
Yes.
And there's almost always local baskets.
They're beautiful.
You
I do
can
love
find.
Baskets.
But before we get into Allie and the fantastic products, which she brought a ton of, which, by the way, all smell awesome.
Yeah, you introed Danielle and said slathering. I'm like, we're literally slathering.
That's
tonight.
Where I was getting it from. I had one of the Yellow Heart Sisters. I have one of the products.
Life
I was putting
ball,
it on my cracking
bar.
Life
bar.
Slime.
Your hands
the
are much
bar.
Nicer now than they did before.
That's
so much
not
nicer.
A high bar. I had like total man hands that were all cracked, but I used the Life Bar on them. Not only do they feel fantastic, but I think they're going to actually help me be a better hunter.
Probably.
Yeah.
We'll make perfect sense. Yes.
Maybe.
We should put some estrus in there.
I'm thinking
I'm gonna pass.
And we should gift it for Christmas to all of our flavor friends. Yes.
Leave the makeup of the products to the masters, okay?
We'll do. We'll do.
Hey, let's do
random ideas.
Let's do our weekly Wiscos, because what an exciting week it is in Wisconsin, and we had the opening of hunting.
Yes.
Several hunting seasons opened. And now next week, as a matter of fact, today is the opener of turkey and deer, white-tailed deer hunting, which is very exciting. And to me, people say, oh, you love hunting, you love hunting, you love hunting. But you know what it is? I love eating. So yes. I love to eat the new organic meats that you're able to harvest in the field.
Yes.
So I'm going to say my weekly Wisco was I got out goose hunting. It was tough this year.
Yes.
The flyways change every year. There are, you know, slight changes in those flyways. I hunt a lot in the western Waukesha County area. There just are not the local geese around that there usually are. Mm-hmm. But we had that cold snap there for a while. We're back warm again. We already saw some migrators come around, and we were able to harvest enough so that I know Chef Lawton's going to be able to come up with something fantastic with some goose. At least that's what I hope. That's my weekly Wisco. That's the exciting thing I did outside. Danielle, what do you got?
My exciting thing was I went out on my last fishing tournament of the year.
Oh, bass fishing tournament. How'd you do?
Wonderful.
I got 3 bass, a total of 9 pounds something.
Hey, heck
it
yeah.
It was massive. Wow. So the best I've ever
done. So wait a minute. You got... That you're averaging 3 pounds plus per bass.
I've never seen such big bass. Like I could. This sounds super weird.
You could put your fist in their mouth.
My whole fist.
You noodled
in their
the
mouth.
Bass, Danielle. You're supposed to use a pole, not your arm, for bass
Dang,
fishing.
Damn it,
that is
wrong.
Awesome.
I mean, wrong again.
Danielle's the only
Allie
gal
Clark
I know that
brought
noodles
her basket,
bass.
And you caught the bass.
There
it's
we go.
Perfect.
Yes.
But then I had a wedding reception on Sunday.
Okay.
So with my bass fishing girlfriend. So she's the one that got me into the club, and I was standing in her wedding.
Hmm.
And I was gone for that week.
So
she had the reception this Sunday.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad. What a
great
weekend. Did you get out hunting at all?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
I know you will.
Yep.
I know you will.
We went out dove hunting in opener, though.
Oh,
so we went dove hunting.
Well, you did get out hunting.
Well, that was the prior week. Until this week.
That's okay.
Last week.
That still counts. Chef Lawton, what do you got?
I have 2. I'm making up for last week.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So I can't decide which one to do first. I'm going to do the food first. So Megan Salazar, her wonderful...
Our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan Salazar, Facebook czar.
Her wonderful mother came to town. She lives in Florida for a visit. And I made a 7-course French dinner for her and her family.
7-course?
Unbelievable.
7 courses. We ate for 3 hours. It was wonderful.
Aww.
We loved it. Traditional French meal. And then my outdoor... weekly Wisco is I got my first goose band.
You did
what?
Not.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
That was awesome.
I did.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I was so excited. Yes. So
no
I did.
Did you jump for joy? Would you scream? What did you do?
I just was like, screamed. That's awesome.
That was it.
You don't seem like you're a very good gift receiver.
That
was awesome. I get a goose band.
I'm
tearing around the field wetting my pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was probably more excited right now than you were.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice.
Well,
good for you.
Yes. That is one heck of an exciting weekly Wisco, if you ask me.
If I
had gotten a goose band, I'd still probably be running around the field.
I got my pinky, like walking around with it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Allie Clark, did you do anything nice in the outdoors this past couple of weeks?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
I went hen hunting.
What?
Ooh,
hen of the woods?
Yes.
Hen of the woods season.
It's the best
time
of the year.
Jacob, does that qualify as a dad joke?
Absolutely, sir. Whatever you say counts as a dad joke. I don't write that down.
Oh, boy. Well, at least Jacob's not patronizing me. I'm an accountant. I went hen hunting.
Allie, did you find any?
There are baby hens out there in our area.
Yeah. Talk
have
to
not
us about
harvested.
That.
Oh, so hen of the woods is also the maitake mushroom, and it grows abundantly in our area at the base of oak trees starting around September 1st and going through about Halloween. So all of September and October, We can walk around the base of large oak trees and check and see if there is a giant blossoming mushroom there at the base. Yeah. And sometimes there's up to five, and they can be literally as large as a big chicken or small hen.
Okay, now, see.
Actually,
now,
up to even 20 pounds.
We're in the food category already.
Ask her what she does with it afterwards. I never thought about doing this until she started talking about it.
First, I'm going to go with this. It's radio, so we have to describe to people what it looks like. Describe what it looks like. So someone, we don't want people out there hunting and eating poison mushrooms.
Hen of the woods is a really easy, great first mushroom to find because you know exactly when to find it and exactly where to find it. And I can give a fairly good description. You can also Google what it looks like.
Sure, yeah.
But it literally only grows. Some people say it may a couple other places, but it grows at the base of large oak trees. And there can be one to five around
the base,
and they're like brown gray, and they almost have they have like petals in it, and they're big. So there's nothing else that looks like it.
I think they're very pretty, actually.
Oh, they are.
I think they're actually very pretty.
Gorgeous.
Now, what do you do with it when you find these?
You cook them up in a pan with butter and garlic.
How we love to do it all.
That's what you do. It's basically a vessel for butter and garlic.
Yes. What was the other way that you were talking about?
So once you've eaten as much as you possibly can and shared as much as you can with your neighbors and friends, then it's a great mushroom to dehydrate because they're so large and abundant. So you break it apart. Don't ever wash a mushroom.
Really?
Just leave it.
Don't
wash a mushroom. That dirt from those base of the oak trees and the pristine, beautiful woods and the Kettle Moraine, you want that. So you just leave that. A little bit of twigs and dirt and stuff, that's okay.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you. It's probably going to help you. So you just don't wash a mushroom because also you would never forage a mushroom from a place that wasn't totally clean. You wouldn't forage it from where there might be chemicals or pesticides.
You wouldn't forage it from the edge of a dumpster on the corner of Fifth and Cherry.
If they're there, you just leave those. You just
definitely
leave them.
Not there.
I don't think I'll ever be there anyway. So,
they're coming from nature. They're gorgeous. They're delicious. They're healthy. They're so healthy.
What do they taste like in comparison to a store-purchased mushroom that you might be thinking of, like a button mushroom or another type of mushroom?
How to describe? Oh, it's just the umami, you know? It's incredible.
I think they almost
just
have
the texture.
Like a buttery but like woody flavor a little bit. I don't know.
They're just so good.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And they're so good and they're so healthy. So we eat as much as we can and then we put them in the dehydrator. So this was their first. So, you know, I'll get into this, but there was Yellow Heart Sisters first is the self-care products you were talking about.
Yes.
But then I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. And so 5 years into that, I started in the mushroom department and in the herbalism and then the food that we can get. Wellness of the Woods started from this particular mushroom.
Because, I love that.
Because that's this great. Mushroom has so much wellness.
Well, there wasn't mushroom in the industry, but you found some and you're one heck of a fungi.
You try.
I can't help it. Food, forage, hunting, fishing.
Oh,
this is raised in Frisco. Go your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I want to welcome our new civic media partners in Michigan and Minnesota.
Neighbors.
We're going to do our very best to make sure we don't talk about football rivalries with the new members from Michigan and Minnesota. Raised in Wisco is now on 23 radio stations throughout Wisconsin. So wherever you are in Wisconsin and now on the borders of Wisconsin and into some of our fellow neighboring states, please check us out. You can hear us on all civic media stations Saturdays at 11 o'clock. And if you miss it, Danielle, Where can they find it?
If you miss it, you can say, hey, Google, play Raised in Wisco.
Heck yeah.
And it will bring you to Spotify and or Apple. You can find all of our previous shows on there. And then as well as YouTube, Facebook, and then, of course, the radio.
Wow. I think that there is no excuse not to listen to Raised in Wisco. Listen, if you're a first-time listener, we have an absolute blast here. We laugh with and at ourselves.
Yes.
We talk about everything from the great outdoors of Wisconsin that you can take with you into the great indoors of Wisconsin to put on your dinner table, how to entertain yourself free of charge with Mother Nature at the helm. It's literally God's glory for us to take advantage of, and it's fantastic. We love having you along, and I'm just really excited. And I don't think we could have a more apropos guest than Allie Clark to talk about what it's like to use what Mother Nature provides to better your life. Allie, you have a company that's called, which I want to get to the bottom of this too. Yellow Heart Sisters is the name of your company, and you make these natural products from things that occur in the earth. How on earth did that start? Where did the name come from? And what's it about?
Well, I started Yellow Heart Sisters 10 years ago. And at that point, if you think back, you might remember some of the things that we didn't have 10 years ago, which was a natural organic pit paste / deodorant that works.
How did you come up with pit paste?
I love pit paste.
I love deodorant.
It's a great name.
How did that happen?
I made it sticky so that it wouldn't just slip off during the day. And I didn't want it to be wet, like some of the natural deodorants that existed.
Yes.
Now we've got a lot of great options, and it's not as pressing of an issue as it was 10 years ago when people didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've come really a long way and people know this now. But mine is like not just natural, it's food grade. Like it's things that if you're going to put it on your body, especially in your armpits, which are where we have lymph nodes and we have our breast health and we have all sorts of really important equipment in there, very sensitive area. It should really be food grade, not just aluminum free. That's a good start, but really, you know, a next level. I call it beyond organic.
Mm. I don't think a lot of people
smells so good.
Consider. Yes. And I have some right here. Pit paste. It says, for all mankind. Is this the man's version?
Yes, because Yellow Heart Sisters is a very feminine brand.
It's a very feminine sounding brand, but it doesn't scare me off. I'm going to tell you that. And I want to know where that name came from. This smells fantastic.
Thanks.
And I'm to the point, I don't think most people even realize what they put on their body in the absorption of your skin that goes right into your blood, into your bloodstream.
Yep.
And I think that that is something that's interesting to talk about. I don't think a lot of people talk about that.
I feel like people are a lot better. I feel like we know. Now you walk into even like a Sierra Trading Post or TJ Maxx. Like every place has some great natural options. Mine is a next level. But even that, like the fact that we've come that far is fantastic.
Good. How did you start the company and where the name come from?
Well, I just Googled. I got frustrated with what was currently available. And I just Googled up how to make it myself. And being a cook in my kitchen, I just mixed up a batch and I loved it.
That's awesome.
Easy peasy.
Just like that.
So that means
basically it was gifted from God. I'm not a chemist. I have a marketing background.
And now over the years, you just continue to produce more items. What are the other items that you make?
Well, I just kind of expanded from basically I replaced everything in my bathroom that I was using that I was buying from a store with something that I could make myself with natural ingredients. So you know what's a small thing? But not a small thing.
What is that?
Dry shampoo.
Oh, yes. Oh, I could use some.
Dry
right now.
Shampoo.
Okay.
Is a really big deal.
What is dry shampoo?
Have you never used dry shampoo with your curly
locks? I'm surprised you haven't, Joel.
How have you?
I don't know, but Danielle, thank you for mentioning my curly locks.
You're welcome, Fabio.
My flow, I think it grew last night.
Are you taking hair supplements?
I do take hair supplements.
You sounded like the lion from Wizard of Oz, and your hair kind of looks like it, too. If you only had a heart.
Oh, Dorothy.
Okay.
Well, if you only had a brain.
Okay, if we only had some dry shampoo. Tell us about that.
All right, fill me in on, fill me in on dry shampoo.
Well, think of it this way. You can save an, well, ladies can save an hour a day if we don't have to take a full shower, spend spend all the water, all the money on all the products, and the time getting ready. You can just put on a little dry shampoo, a little bit of mascara, and out you go.
So the dry shampoo gets rid of the oil. So you put, like, just the powder on your scalp, and you just rub it in a little bit with your fingers.
It
and
absorbs
then you can
the moisture at the roots.
Yeah. So does it work for fine hair? Because I have a lot of hair, but I have fine hair, and I've tried so many dry shampoos over the years, and I just can't find one that I like.
I'm glad we met today.
Yeah. Aww. And we happen to be neighbors.
And we're neighbors.
Good Lord, no, the universe is awesome.
I have very fine hair as well, and it's amazing. It's a game changer. I can't believe I didn't know about it till I was 36 years old. I used to have to wash my hair every single day.
Yeah.
And you strip your body of the natural oils, and we have like this microbiome thing that protects us on our skin.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm really jacked to keep talking about this.
We still haven't
got
to the one thing I was excited about.
Well, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk more about food because we've got two culinary experts and two really good eaters here today.
Yes.
This is Raised in Wisco! To learn about the great outdoors of Wisconsin, or you like to eat, which I think encompasses everybody, which is one of the things I absolutely love. I do not care where your political or life philosophies are. Everybody needs to eat.
Correct.
And amen.
One of my favorite sayings in the whole world is, are you hungry? I could eat.
I could eat.
Yeah. I say that
we
all the time.
All
I could eat.
I could eat. I could eat. And I love the fact that in Wisconsin, you literally have this plethora of natural things that occur in and around where we live, no matter where you live in the state, that are fantastic to put on the table and fantastic to put on your body, as we're learning today. I mean, what a cool guest we have.
Yes.
Allie Clark is here. She's got her own company, which is called the Yellow Heart Sisters. And you literally take natural products from the earth, completely unadulterated, and turn them into healthcare products for your body.
Exactly.
Was that a good, did I get that pretty close?
Yes. Yes. I actually have two brands now. My second brand happened about halfway through my entrepreneurship decade here, these last 10 years. And it actually happened with an initiation moment.
Oh, this is exciting. Tell us about this.
Yeah, do tell.
Do we need to light candles?
We could. We could.
Okay.
But one day I was bit by a brown recluse spider.
Oh, no.
And in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. I, you know, I spent a lot of time outdoors. I don't know. I didn't see it happen, but I woke up with this wound that looked a lot like and became very much like.
Wait, you got it in our neighborhood? I'm going to need to go home and burn the place down, okay?
It's never happened since.
I'm never sleeping again. Thank you so much.
Now, you're not a fan of spiders?
It only happened once.
I will not be sleeping ever again. Thank you.
We do have.
I mean, we do have them, though. I've seen them.
It was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Because I used to walk around our beautiful Kettle Moraine neighborhood or, you know, nature and think, gee, I wish I knew the name of all those amazing green wild plants. Huh, maybe someday. And then once I, someday came and bit me at, you know where.
Bit you.
You know where.
The hind quarters.
Really? Okay.
I must have sat on it.
Oh, no.
Sure.
I don't know why it would have bit me otherwise. But, yeah, so then I became very motivated to figure out how to heal myself.
Mm.
And because, you know, you can either take a risk with the wild plants right outside your door or you can take a risk at the hospital. The choice is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, let me just try to heal myself if I can with the wild plants that are right outside my door. And then I discovered things like plantain. Okay. Not the banana, but the green plant that grows abundantly. We even call it white man's footprint. It's everywhere.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. It's everywhere. Well, a lot of places.
And this is a remedy for bee stings,
mosquito bites, any drawing venomous. Yes, snake bites. It's a good one to know. It's called, I teach it to my homeschool groups. Pretty much the first plant I'll teach in any wild foraging herbalism, plantain.
Hmm. Really?
It can save your life.
I want to sign up for your homeschool group.
So did you use this when you were bitten by the brown recluse?
So, yeah. So you pick some plantain, which is growing everywhere around you, literally, unless you've had someone, unfortunately, spray chemicals and kill it. But it's there. It's just waiting to bring us health and nourishment and save your life.
Wow,
that is a fascinating story. What are the top five plants in everyone's yard that we should be using?
Top five plants in everyone's yard in Wisconsin that we should be using are plantain, yarrow.
Yarrow
is also known as soldier's woundwort. Achilles used to use it on the battlefield to save people's lives from deep wounds. This is before we had antibiotics.
Like
so,
the Achilles, like Achilles,
yes.
the Greek Achilles?
Greek mythology.
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting.
His mother dipped him in a vat of yarrow, and that's how he was protected, except for his
really?
Achilles heel.
That sucker's, all I
it's
ever got
deal.
From the guy was his heel.
Oh, goodness. Jacob,
Achilles
minus
heel.
No.
Minus
two.
Yeah, that mine.
I
don't get
yes, that was very
there's
good.
Not a score. Like, thank you.
There is, though. Jacob's
thanks for
keeping
being on
track.
My side, Jacob.
Okay, so that was two.
Classic Achilles joke.
Thank you.
Motherwort.
Okay.
Motherwort is, a lot of times the plants tell us what they're for with their name. Motherwort is telling us that mother helps with anxiety. Our nerves get a little, you know.
So similar to St. John's wort benefits? Or
St. John's wort is another amazing one that grows all over here. I was going to name that one next. That's number four. That one is actually, I consider...
Great minds think alike.
For sure. Aww. I consider that one an antiviral.
Okay.
It does help, I think, but my herbal books say... Especially, I've studied some of the Native American traditions in this area, and the antiviral for St. John's wort. We also call it St. Joan's wort sometimes.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We do, I guess.
Is it named after St. Joan of Arc, possibly?
I believe so.
Oh, big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan. She could really wield a sword.
Wow.
So...
Oh, you know what? It's really hard for me to choose five. I could have done 10, but I'm going to go with.
Wait,
go
can you
10.
Do 10?
Just
because
do as many
yeah,
as
we
you
want to know five more.
Yeah, keep
oh,
going.
Oh, wow.
This is
yeah,
great. You're looking bored after
this
four.
No.
Not
you're just lighting our fire.
For goodness
come
sakes.
On.
This is
you're
appetizer.
On the good ship lollipop
okay,
right here.
I can go all day.
I'm on the edge of my seat to see if you say dandelions.
Well.
Yeah, Vicka Salad.
I never
most
knew.
Surely
I
would.
It.
I most surely would say. I'll say it right now for you. Dandelion.
Yes. They are dandy.
Dandelion.
No delicious.
For sure. You know what's wild? We have a lot of Lyme disease in this area. Lyme disease is a really big problem for a lot of people, even if we don't know about it. I had it. My whole family had it. I've had it a couple times. Yeah. Okay. It's a problem. Do you know what's growing on the side of the freeways? Like freeway exits lined with this stuff.
Sumac.
That's a good one.
Hold on. I want to get
the yellow top
purple loosestrife.
The yellow top stuff, I think, gives you really bad
it
blisters.
Has
garlic.
I'll give you some clues. It has really
thistle.
Spiky tops with like wildly spiky things coming out of it when it's in full bloom, but nobody
thistle.
Knows its name.
Not
it's
thistle.
Very rarely known by name, but it's everywhere, and you can't stop seeing it once you know about it. It's called teasel.
Teasel
is a drawing medicine,
okay.
And it's everywhere, and yet it's invisible to us until we see it.
Hmm.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I like
this
that.
Is
it's invisible to
research.
Us.
Okay, I'm doing it. I apologize for putting you on the spot while we're on the air, but I'm going to do it. You have to come back for a season two of this, yes?
Are
part
you
two?
A
are season?
You hypnotizing her?
Yeah,
not,
it's not
I'm
this
sorry.
That kind of
show.
Joel, it's not that kind of show.
You will come back for season section.
Yeah, the next show will be
two.
Sitting in a circle with candles
yeah,
and
candles.
Things in the middle.
I'd love to have you back because I want to hear so much more about this kind of thing. I think this stuff is fascinating. I think it's an often overlooked segment of our outdoors. Not only the food, but the remedy that exists out there. And I want to ask, is a lot of this based or was a lot of this used by the native tribes who were here in Wisconsin?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that some of how you learn what you learn based on what was used as medicine?
Yes.
In previous centuries?
So I teach folk herbalism, and because I'm a folk herbalist. So I'm not certified.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Folk herbalist means somebody who could, we are all, we are all folk herbalists. We are all herbalists. Women, it's our birthright in particular. We are born to use what's around us, whether we cultivate it in the garden or whether it grows wild just on its own. We go outside, we gather, we fill our basket, and we make food and medicine. That's just what we do. We don't need to pay money or to be approved or to be board certified. We just, for ourselves, just for ourselves. If we want to go out like way beyond that and, you know, start massive whatever, then maybe that's appropriate. But sure, we can all take care of ourselves and our family with what we can, really what we can harvest from nature.
Mm-hmm. And everything is there. We just got to know where to look for it. Like you were talking about with the walnuts. And
yeah.
And the acorns.
There's really no shortage.
Everything right there as long as you know
what to
look for.
There's so much. So 2 months ago, I held a foraging clinic at my house. And wonderful Katie from our women's group, she has done a lot of certification and all sorts of stuff in foraging. And she came out and she's like, you have this, you have this. There were at least 20 things she rattled off of my property that I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. And I don't spray any chemicals on my property. So I'm like, okay, you need to write all this down. I want to pick all of this because we have, to your point, we have so much stuff at our fingertips that we just don't know about.
So how do we preserve all of this? So once we pick it and...
Well, one way is you can make a tincture.
Oh, I was just going to say that. That's become such a like a cool word. I use that word all the time, but I have to be honest. I don't exactly know what a tincture is.
Oh, let's talk tinctures.
But you brought
I have a couple tinctures here. I have my two favorite tinctures. They have a yarrow tincture and a motherwort tincture.
Okay, and what do they do?
Well, so first of all, what a tincture is it's a convenient way to preserve the plant medicine to be able to use it throughout the year. So you could just dry it, and you could dry the plant and make tea. Mm-hmm. Simple. The tea is the simplest. And then tincture is just the most convenient because it's all set in a travel-ready package that you don't even, let's face it, sometimes we don't even want to boil water. Right. You know?
Yes, yes.
Honestly.
I don't have that problem.
I mean, most
I
days.
I constantly have hot water at my house for tea.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
I have my coffee maker. I just
say you're traveling.
Yeah.
You're traveling. You're in the airport. Yarrow is very protective. It's a very, it even protects from radiation. So that's a legit thing when you're in the airport. Like you want to be.
Flights, you get quite a bit of radiation.
Yep. And it helps just kind of fight off the general crud of stuffy nose, sore throat kind of thing. You take your yarrow and you're good to go.
So how do you take it?
Okay,
so you can simply take it directly in your mouth, but this tincture is a vodka base, which is the most common standard way to make a tincture.
An alcohol base.
Yeah, you can actually use any alcohol, but like vodka is your go-to. Just like a basic 80-proof vodka is your go-to for a tincture. And then you can travel with this. It never goes bad. I mean, it loses its potency after 2, 3, 4, 5 years would, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's gone by
those years. I mean, usually you would use it by then, yeah. So you can take it directly in your mouth, or you can just drop it in your water bottle.
Like this one that you have in your hand, the yarrow one, is that made from yarrow that you've picked here
in southeastern
Wisconsin?
It's made from the yarrow that literally just covers my yard.
Oh. Really?
It just covers
Joel,
my yard.
Where's your dad joke?
Yardo yarrow.
Yes. I didn't think of that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's yard yarrow.
It's my yard. It's right from my yard. Yeah, it covers my yard. So I thought, boy, what's this growing here for? Should I get rid of it and plant a garden? Well, why don't I just use what God provided?
Yeah. And it's that, wonderful. I mean, it's really, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here. Guys, I hope you're watching on Facebook, because if you're seeing this woman's face, this is not, she's not peddling, she believes this. You believe this stuff, that the yarrow has these qualities in to help your immunity. And I got to say, I'm one of those people who's kind of always skeptical, always on the fence, spent 10 years in television news. And I'm a skeptical person, but what I have learned is the older I get and the more I learn, I've learned that there's a reason people have used these things for centuries. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't still be being used for the same thing they were being used for 200 years ago if there were not some efficacy in natural products.
Yeah, certainly. Can you tell us about your other tincture that you have?
Oh, okay. Let's move on to that. Get the philosophy out of here. What's in the other jug?
I did want to tell you like a little bit of proof here on the yarrow. I've raised a son to 16 and a half years old without ever giving him antibiotics.
Wow.
What?
Have I taken antibiotics myself in 16 years.
That's fantastic.
Wow. So our family is able to take care of ourselves with this, and of course, no other pharmaceuticals either.
I feel like I hit the jackpot today because I can walk
is
across
so
the
clear,
street,
and you're like, you're
yeah,
perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're perfect.
thank you.
And here I am, just
here we are, Danielle.
Not
here I am, hanging,
you're better than
hanging on by a thread over here.
Oh. Yeah. I've been circling the drain.
Throw some yarrow on him, for God's sake.
So one quick yarrow story.
When we come back.
When we come back.
And our recipe of the week, this is raised in Wisco. Got a show tonight. This is Joel Clayfish sitting alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
And Chef Ellie Lawton. Ellie Clark is
Bonjour.
Here, the naturalist from Yellow Heart Sisters, and talking to us today, which is, I'm having a blast. This is so fascinating to me.
Yes.
The natural products she makes for wellness, the tinctures, the balms, the lip
stuff,
the pit paste, which is code for deodorant, which I love.
We're only going to call it pit paste from now on.
From now on, that's it.
Pit paste.
Pit paste, well, and toothpaste.
Not
pit
that one.
Paste and toothpaste.
I'm sure they probably have the other one.
Pit paste and toothpaste. Oh,
now we have a new line of products.
Hey, it doesn't.
My
it
wheels
all
are turning
stick.
Already.
It does not all stick.
What are we going to do?
Okay, so before our break, you were talking about yarrow story.
Yeah, a great yarrow story. An example to prove to the doubters and the haters.
Oh,
can yarrow really do the job? So a couple of years ago, I sent my kiddo out to go get eggs, down to the farm down the road. He went on like a one wheel. You know what that is? So it's like a skateboard. One wheels down to get eggs. And a few minutes later, I get a phone call from him that says, "Mom, can you come get me? I got bit by the farm dog."
Oh.
The dog didn't like the one wheel. It freaked out and it clamped on to the meaty part of his calf and sunk its teeth deep into his calf. And I go, "I'm on it." So I jump in my car. I go down the hill, quick jump out of the car, grab a handful of yarrow, pop it in my mouth, chew it up, because that's how you make a spit poultice. So that's like a...
Yeah,
boom.
Yep.
What? Mm-hmm. You say, yeah.
Yes. That's spit poultice.
Well, yes. Of course.
It is totally not normal. What?
It is when you are out in the outdoors and you have to improvise.
You're in the outdoors and you have to improvise and it's survival.
So you're chewing this up to extract the juice from it.
You're the coolest mom ever.
So my kid thinks so, too. And then he's like, here she comes again. Just spit out the yarrow.
Slap
it on his leg.
Just regurgitate everything right there.
I think that's called baby birding.
And I pack him home. And, you know, you can go to the hospital, and that I'm so grateful that the hospital's there, because most certainly I would go if I needed to. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm careful to make that decision, but I'm like, I'm going to try this. This is how we learn, mm-hmm. you know, you can learn in a classroom, or you can learn in life's classroom. And I'm
life
talking about,
happens in 3D. That's mm-hmm. what I love telling people.
So I'm like, okay, we're going to now heal a dog bite with our natural remedies provided by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
And you know, when you are willing to take that risk on your own one and only child, you know,
it's got to.
That's when it gets real.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you watched it very closely and carefully.
Very,
very,
very
closely. It wasn't getting infected and everything else.
Yes. And actually, yarrow was the first thing we used, but I'm going to go actually to make it so much even more approachable and easy for you to implement right now. Any cut you get at any depth, and any level of infection, you can heal yourself with just raw local honey.
Honey.
It's called a honey Band-Aid. I want it to change your life right now. And
I'm
going
to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A honey Band-Aid is the thing.
And it's if you're a little hungry or got a taste for sweet, you've got it right on.
Yeah, so you just put a little honey on it. And so we covered that cut after we did the yarrow, and that was a really good thing because it's specific for deep wounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And fighting
it out,
infection.
And you put the honey on top.
And then
of it.
Honey, and then you just change that Band-Aid. And honey actually turns to a natural hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen mm-hmm. peroxide, a little abrasive. A natural hydrogen peroxide in the body, and it heals the wound from the inside out.
That's fantastic. And honey's delicious.
Wow.
And you know what else is delicious?
The pit paste, because it's edible. Well, it's food grade.
It's food grade. Yeah.
It's food grade. Doesn't mean you're sure.
Joel's over here taking little bites of his pit paste.
I'm not taking bites of the pit paste. I lick it off after I put it on.
Oh.
Duh.
What?
Just kidding.
Speaking of licking things off, let's talk about the recipe.
Yes. Can we get to the recipe, please?
Danielle?
What?
You okay?
What is happening?
recipe tonight. We are doing duck chili over baked sweet potatoes.
Oh my
gosh. I love fresh potatoes.
That sounds amazing.
So you guys,
duck.
Why did we forget about all the cool stuff we can actually put our wonderful homade chilis on?
I don't
Does
know.
Chili
You're
the
chef.
Also no
don't look
noodles.
At me.
No noodles. No.
No noodles.
Oh my God.
No
I love it. Okay, so I'm gonna run
beans
through
beans or no beans. That's the
beans.
Real debate.
Beans.
I'm a no beans.
Well,
beans. But I'll eat it with beans. I'll eat it with beans. I like
well,
it.
Well, then you can just
beans,
bean out of here.
Noodles. What well. Do you, it's just broth.
So, due
Yarrow
to
you.
Time restrictions, I'm gonna go over
Worth
all
it.
The ingredients for this wonderful dish. And then Fantastic Megan Salad Bar will be posting all of the measurements and the directions
and
on our Facebook page.
And George will be trying it. George Ermert.
So you're
going to
start out
listener.
Some ground duck. Okay. You can get it at the grocery store or you can harvest it yourself. Duck fat or bacon fat, ground cumin, red onions, 4 garlic cloves. I recommend 8. fresh jalapeno peppers, red bell peppers, chili powder, dried oregano, cayenne pepper, salt, a little dark beer if you'd like, some stock, beef, chicken, mushroom. You can make your own mushroom stock, which is wonderful.
Yes, with Hen of the Woods.
A little tomato paste, canned tomatoes, beans, lots of beans, Joel. And
Sorry,
then
you too. And then
your okay, Danielle. And then your topping, sour cream, shredded cheese, cilantro, and then pour that over your amazing baked sweet potato with some nice, delicious salted butter.
Oh,
I cannot
gosh.
Wait
till
it's sold out.
Tell me, though, real quick, when you put all those ingredients in the pot,
yeah,
do you measure specifically or feel it out?
I always feel it out, but we'll post the measurements for this recipe so everyone can make
it
at home and then play with it. Your fresh herbs, spices, you can add your wonderful mushrooms to it, whatever you want.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic.
Get crazy with
it.
What
a perfect, perfect recipe as we head into the cooler months of the year. What an awesome show. I want to thank Allie Clark for coming
yes,
here.
Thanks,
Check Allie.
Check it out. That is awesome. Are you on the internet? Real quick.
Wellnessofthewoods.com.
Wellnessofthewoods.com. And wellness from Raised in Wisco. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.